This is VOA News. I'm Jim Bertel. The number of people killed by the new coronavirus is now 908, raising concerns around the world. Britain has declared the virus a serious threat to public health. AP's Charles de Ledesma reports.
Britain has declared the new coronavirus that's emerged from China as a serious and imminent threat to public health. The Department of Health says people with the virus can now be forcibly quarantined and will not be free to leave. It named two British hospitals as isolation facilities for those affected by the disease and designated the Chinese city of Wuhan and a wider territory as an infected area. The shift in policy comes after a British man who caught the disease at a business conference in Singapore in January appears to be linked to at least seven other confirmed cases in Europe. Charles de Ledesma, London.
Democratic presidential contenders enter their last full day of campaigning in New Hampshire today. Senator Bernie Sanders says defeating President Trump is his first priority.
What we have got to do as a nation is not just defeat Trump and go back to where we were. What we have got to do is summon up the courage to take on the greed and the corruption in Wall Street, in the insurance industry, in the drug companies, in the fossil fuel industry, in the military-industrial complex.
Former Vice President Joe Biden says the country needs to change.
We can talk a lot about the difference between Bernie and Pete and me and Amy and everything. There's a lot of differences we have, but not on the fundamental issue of how we restore America's character. We go about it differently. But folks, we've got to get it done.
President Trump will hold a campaign rally Monday night in the state. For more on the U.S. elections, please go to voanews.com. You're listening to VOA News. Before heading to New Hampshire, President Trump will meet with the governors of all 50 U.S. states today. This follows an evening of celebration at the White House. AP's Julie Walker reports.
At a black tie White House dinner, the president, accompanied by the First Lady, welcomed the governors.
We argue a little bit, but 90% of the time we get along.
Trump mentioned new trade deals with China, Mexico, and Canada, and earlier agreements with Japan and South Korea, telling governors states reap the benefits.
You've done a tremendous job. It's not easy being governor. And you just look at the way our country is doing. We've never done as well as we're doing right now.
The governors return to the White House today for another session with President Trump. I'm Julie Walker.
Authorities in northern Thailand began releasing bodies to relatives Monday after security forces cornered and killed a soldier who carried out the country's worst mass shooting. Jakrapanth Toma killed 29 people in a tragedy that began Saturday and ended Sunday morning when security forces shot him. Turkey says it hit back at Syrian government forces on Monday after intense Syrian shelling killed five of its soldiers and wounded five others in Syria's northern Idlib province. The exchange of fire came as a Russian delegation arrived in Turkey for a second round of talks to discuss the fighting in Syria. A Uganda official says the country is spraying swarms of locusts that invaded over the weekend, posing a major threat to livestock and key crops such as coffee. The plague of locusts has already caused extensive damage to pastures and crops in several African countries, including Somalia, Ethiopia, and Kenya. A strong winter storm is battering Europe with hurricane-force winds and heavy rains. The storm is causing severe travel disruptions and an array of flood warnings. Several deaths have been reported across Europe as a result of the storm. Well, at the Oscars, a history-making night. Reuters' Gloria Soh explains.
Parasite.
Social satire Parasite made history at the Oscars on Sunday night, marking firsts for South Korea, director Bong Joon-ho, and non-English films. It's the first foreign language film ever to win Best Picture. The film already made history earlier in the evening, with Bong becoming the first South Korean to win Best Director. In his acceptance speech, Bong also paid tribute to his fellow nominees, Martin Scorsese and Quentin Tarantino.
When people in the U.S. were not familiar with my film, Quentin always put my films on his list. He's here. Thank you so much.
Quentin, I love you.
The movie also took home Best Original Screenplay. Parasite's victory is all the more emphatic, given the Oscars' recent push to overcome its lack of diversity.
That is Reuters' Gloria Soh reporting. From Washington, I'm Jim Bertel, VOA News.